Don't let the behavior of others destroy your peace of mind. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Freddy Friday segment, where Freddy talks with us about how to find peace of mind and happiness. Enjoy.
So you let them win again. It got you feeling some type of way. Inner peace is just all out the window because you keep allowing other people to live rent-free in your mental. People have the right to say whatever they want to say, and you have every right to ignore. You have every right to shut them down. You have every right to block out all the ignorance. I promise you, before this day is over, somebody is going to try their hardest to push your stress button. People will get on the elevator of your life and just start pressing buttons to try to take your stress levels up. But don't you dare forget, you have every right, you have all of the power to push those same buttons to take your stress levels back down. You have to be mentally tough. You have to be mentally strong. Because, yeah, as long as they're not physically putting their hands on you, which most of the time people don't. Most of the time people just talk to try to get under your skin. They do have the words, and they can talk a good game. But you have the power to render their words meaningless. You have the power to totally block out that stupidity and say, you know what? Devil be gone. You know what? Stress be gone. You know what? You will not. I promise you, you will not take me there today. Because I'm in a good place. I'm in a good spirit. And I'm going to protect my peace at all cost. So you can keep yapping. And I'm going to keep clapping. Because I'm going to ignore you today. Do not allow other people press your stress buttons. Because their whole goal is to get you so emotional that you become irrational. But you're not falling for that today. You're going to block out their ignorance, right? And focus on the awesomeness of you. You're going to block out their ignorance and continue to climb to the next level. You're going to block out their ignorance and continue to live in peace and harmony. But you gotta know what your stress buttons are. Because that way, when you start getting around those people that push them, you know to immediately remove yourself from the situation. I was in a relationship with this young lady years ago, and everything was cool. But she would press my stress buttons. I mean, it would be simple stuff. And I knew what it was. When a person, for me, tries to tell me what I'm thinking, tries to tell me what I'm going to do, and tries to push me to be who I'm not wired to be or who I'm not comfortable being, then I start getting, I start losing a little bit. So once I figured out she was pushing those buttons, had to shut it down. Wasn't mean or nothing. I just said, hey, this is not going to work. And I politely removed myself from the situation. I implore you, know yourself, study yourself. Understand who pushes those buttons and make sure you keep them as far away from you as humanly possible. Whether it's friends, whether it's co-workers, whether it's family, sometimes you gotta love them from a distance. Sometimes you gotta work with them from a distance. We're in a good place for that now. They gotta give you 6 feet. So make sure you understand what your buttons are. That way, you can stop and keep people from pushing them. Keep your positive mental shield up so you can deflect those negative vibes that people will continuously shoot at you. And once you do that, you will find yourself climbing over the hump and making each and every day of your life a Wednesday. So keep removing yourself from people that try to push your stress buttons, because guess what? This is a great day to win. Let's go.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.